In addition to all the differences that we mentioned concerning between Kiddush on a regular Friday night, a regular Yontif night, and Kiddush to Kiddush on Pesach night, there is another aspect of Kiddush which is unique on Pesach night, and that is the fact that the Gemara tells us that one is required to do Haseba, one is required to lean on one's left side when one drinks Dalakosos. This is not a din of Kiddush per se. This is one of the kiyum of Dalakosos that the Chacham instituted, that one is required to do Haseba when fulfilling the mitzvah of Dalakosos. But this mitzvah of leaning, which of course only exists in Pesach night, doesn't apply to regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, whether this mitzvah of leaning is purely a mitzvah derabanan, or perhaps there's some kind of a fulfillment min haTorah, somewhat questionable. The Rambam presents this mitzvah of leaning as being a mitzvah min haTorah. The Rambam writes, at least being a kiyum min haTorah, fulfillment min haTorah, the Rambam writes that since the halacha requires of us b'chol ve'osana osim misham, teaches us that b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liros asatim kiliyotzim mitzrayim, the zechiv min haTorah for each and every individual to view themselves that they are leaving Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach. So the Rambam says that mitzvah doesn't only require for a person intellectually to view himself, but it requires to demonstrate. The Rambam writes that there's a double mitzvah. There's a mitzvah liros asatzmo, to envision yourself as leaving Mitzrayim. And then there's a second half of the mitzvah laharos asatzmo, to demonstrate two things on Pesach night, to make believe, to act out as if you're actually leaving Mitzrayim that night. So the Rambam gives two examples. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of laharas atzatzma kiliyotzim Mitzrayim? So one is shtiyas dalakosis, where the Rambam seems to say, like we said before, that the ikar mitzvah is really the shtiyah. That's a shtiyah derecheiros. That's a kiyam min haTorah of laharas. The Torah says you have to do something to demonstrate that you left Mitzrayim. The Torah doesn't spell out what you do. You can do whatever, you can choose any means of demonstration, whatever you want min haTorah. But the chachamim mesaken that you should fulfill the mitzvah of laharas atzatzma specifically through shtiyah derecheiros. And in addition to the Ram, it should be Derech Haseib, it should be leanings. That's also a kiyum of Derech Eiros. So therefore, the Chachamim instituted the Prat HaMitzvah, that the way to fulfill the mitzvah in the Torah of Laharas Atzma Kiliyotzim Mitzrayim is by doing specifically these things, namely doing Shtiyas Dalakosos and doing different acts of Haseib, leaning, during the course of the Seder night. This notion that you have that min haTorah, the Torah says you have to fulfill a mitzvah. The Torah doesn't give you the prat. The Torah tells each person to do it however they see fit. Then the Chacham at a later date instituted to do it specifically in a certain way. So we find this many, many times in halacha. For example, the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah in a Torah to daven. How you daven, when you daven, what words you use to daven. So that doesn't exist in a Torah. In a Torah you can daven whenever you want. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa la'avda b'chol levavchem. So the Rambam says that the Chachamim in a later date, in the days of Bayisheni, instituted that a person should daven three times a day and should daven specifically the Shemoneh Esrei, the Nusach, etc. So this notion that the Torah gives you a general mitzvah, laharas asatzmo, and leaves the pratim up to the individual, and then the halach, then the chamor kiveya, that all of Klal Yisrael should do it in a specific way, so we find this many, many times in halacha. So whether you understand Haseba like the Rambam, that Haseba has its roots in the Torah, whether you understand Haseba like perhaps other Rishonim understand that it's purely a mitzvah midrabanan, but the Gemara says clearly, Masechus Pesachim, that a person has to do Haseba at certain times of the Seder, one being the time of Achilles Matzah, and one being the time of the Shtiyas Hakosos. However, the Gemara tells us that Haseba is not required for the Shtiyah of all the Dalakosos. Haseba is only required for two out of the four Kosos. The only thing the Gemara leaves us hanging is that which two out of the four. So the Gemara has a machlekes. Either it's the first two or the last two, and the Gemara gives a lumdish of reasons why it should be specifically the first two, or why perhaps it should be the last two. And the Gemara concludes that we're not sure what the halacha is. We know that there's a din that you have to do a seba b'shas shtiyas hakosos, but we're not sure whether it's the first two kosos or whether it's the last two kosos. So therefore the Gemara concludes, since we're not sure what to do, therefore you have to do both, or you have to do all four. The halacha requires that you do a seba during the drinking of all four of the kosos. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. So this conclusion of the Gemara that we require a seba for shtiyas kol hakosos, this is a big question in the Rishonim. Why should this be so? The Ran and Maseches Pesachim raises a question: why should the halacha require that a seva be done for the shti of all the kosos? Why don't we invoke the principle of sveika derabanan lekula? That since a seva, either according to many Rishonim, is purely midrabanan, or even according to the Rambam, that it has its sources min haTorah, that the problem of a seva clearly midrabanan. So why don't we say that since we're not sure which cups to do a seva for, why do we have to be machmer and say safek haseba l'chumra? Why don't we say safek haseba l'kula and just not require it in all four? So the Ran gives two very important answers which really go way beyond the mitzvah haseba and the seder, which touch on fundamental principles concerning Sveiga Derabanan Lakula, the Ran in his first Teret says that Sveiga Derabanan Lakula is not something that we advocate doing under all circumstances. We try to avoid it if you're able to avoid it. And the Ran says, if it's so easy to avoid relying on Sveiga Derabanan Lakula, so the proper thing to do is really to avoid it. Therefore, the Ran says, you're drinking the Dalai Kaisas anyway. So what's the difference whether you drink the Dalai Kaisas sitting straight or whether you drink the Dalai Kaisas leaning a little bit to your side? So since you could just as easily lean to your side, it's no big deal, says the Ran, why should you rely on Sveiga Derabanan Lakula? This is the first answer of the Ran. You don't say Sveiga Derabanan Lakula in a situation where there's very little tircha. Then the Ran gives a second answer, that how could you possibly think of invoking Sveiga Derabanan Lakula when it comes to Dalai Kaisas? What would that mean practically? Says the Ran, when it comes to the first two kosos, so you would say, well, I don't have to do aseba now, because maybe that halacha requires aseba the last two kosos, so I'll sneak out of aseba right now. Then it's going to come out to the last two kosos, I'm going to say, well, I don't have to do aseba now, because maybe these kosos don't require aseba. Maybe it's the later kosos that require, maybe it was the earlier kosos that required aseba. So the Ran says the person is going to get around, he's going to circumvent aseba entirely. He won't do a saber for the first two kaisers, because maybe that lacha doesn't require that, maybe he requires it later. And he'll turn around 5 minutes later and not do a saber on the last two kaisers, arguing that he already blew it, that he already missed doing a saber two kaisers earlier. So says the Ran, you're going to end up with nothing. If you're going to apply Sveiga Derabanan Lakula, you're going to end up missing the entire mitzvah sabers. So therefore, the Ran says, you don't apply Sveiga Derabanan Lakula in a situation of tied to the sasra. If you're going to end up mutually exclusive, you're going to do away with all of a saber. We know it is a mitzvah saber dalakos. Everybody agrees that the Chacham instituted a seva at some aspect of Dalai Kosas. We're just not sure whether it's the first or the last two. So says the Ran, if you can apply the principle of Sveiga Derabanan Lakula, you can end up with nothing. So therefore, the din is, says the Ran, you have no choice to pick the first two. Mehecha Teisa, how do you know the first two are right? Maybe it's the last two. To pick the last two, how do you know the last two are right? Maybe it's the first two. Says the Ran, you have no way of knowing which two are more correct than the other two, since the Gemara ultimately concludes that we don't know who the halacha is to follow. So since you can't logically choose the first two and ignore the last two, you can't logically choose the last two and ignore the first two, and to exempt you totally doesn't make any sense, because then you lost the mitzvah entirely. So says the Ran, you have no choice, you have to be machmer in all four. So this is the yesod of the Ran, that Sveiga Derabanan Lakula doesn't apply in a situation of tarta d'sasra. You can end up contradicting yourself and in effect losing out the mitzvah entirely. So says the Ran, you have no right to apply the principle of Sveiga Derabanan Lakula. So these are the two approaches that are given by the Ran, why Sveiga Derabanan Lakula is not acceptable in the realm of Shtiyas Dalai Kaisas. Either because Sveiga Derabanan Lakula doesn't apply when you're dealing with something which is not a tircha whatsoever, or because Sveiga Derabanan Lakula doesn't apply in a situation of tarta d'sasra. I'll call upon him according to everybody, the Gemara, Paskins, that one is required to do a seba for all four kosos. So this is the halacha, whatever the lambda says, the bottom line is one would be required to do a seba for all four kosos. So we see at least several distinctions in halacha between the regular kiddush of a regular Friday night, the regular kiddush of a Yontif night, in contrast to the kiddush of Pesach night. Many of the distinctions stem from the fact that kiddush and Pesach night is not only a regular kiddush, but it also happens to be the first of the Dalai Kaisas. So therefore, the halacha requires of us to wait until it's actually dark, after Tzeis Kecham, after the stars come out, before beginning the Seder, because Dalai Kaisas is one of the mitzvahs halayla, can only be performed by Laila, just as Matzah can only be performed at night. And for the additional consideration of Kiddush Bacham Su'ud, that would also require the Kiddush to be delayed until the nighttime. And it's specifically because Kiddush has that aspect of it as being the first of the Dalai Kaisas, and since Dalai Kaisas may very well be a fundamentally different mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah may be Shtiyas Dalai Kaisas. So therefore, Shemek Ha'ona may not be acceptable, and therefore, according to some Rishonim, Rav HaKos is required, and the notion of Derech Eiris may require of us to have either the Ramesh's understanding of Derech Eiris being something to which is alcoholics, able to cause one to become intoxicated, or potentially intoxicated, or according to the Rav, the requirement of Shtiya Areva, even it's not necessarily definition in terms of something that can actually intoxicate you, but all of these halachas stem from this basic distinction that Dalai Kaisas has. And this is the last aspect that Dalai Kaisas, that the first of the Dalai Kaisas is not only a mitzvah kiddush, but it's the first of Dalai Kaisas, which is a Shtiya Derech Eiris. So this requirement exists, either as being a kiyum in HaTorah, according to the Ram, or according to other Rishonim, it's purely midrabanan, but the halacha requires one to do a seiba, and lamaisa one has to do a seiba for kiddush, even though it could be that kiddush, since it's one of the first two kosos, maybe in a chinami, maybe a libet diemus, it wasn't really required to have a seiba, since we're not sure which of the two kosos require a seiba. Therefore, halacha lamaisa one is required to do a seiba for the kos of kiddush as well as for the other three kosos on Pesach night.